Hey, says I'm live. I am testing out a feature in OneStream Live, and I'm trying to see if what I'm doing is actually live streaming. Right now, I have no idea. My second screen is my phone, and I have no idea if it's working or not. I am on my YouTube channel. I don't see where it says that I'm live. Oh, LinkedIn popped up, says I am live. Hooray for that. Okay, but it did not take me to where I could see myself. Okay, so yeah. Like, why would you send me a link talking about a live stream and you don't take me to that live stream? That don't sound right. Oh, well, okay. So what I am going to do is I'm going to go to LinkedIn. Gonna push some buttons. Oh, okay. That was the last time I was live because I was live at 6. It says now, though. Maybe I should have. Sure.
Why would you send me a link? Talking about live streaming, you don't take me to that live stream.
Okay, I found it. So, yes, live on LinkedIn, but I don't see where I'm live on YouTube. And those are my main channels that I want to be live on. Don't make no sense. I'm refreshing, pushing a bunch of buttons. I'll see you. Home, you know what, let me get all the way out of this, all the way out, just to see. So I'm not sure if you are familiar with OneStream Live, but there is a inner studio on the left hand side. So when I went live the first time, that's the one I pushed. Turns out I was supposed to push the one on the right where my schedule was, and That didn't help me. Okay, it says that I'm live.
So I'm not sure if you are familiar with
me. Okay, took a minute. Guess I'm just impatient. Pushed the wrong button the first time. Get it wrong, try again. Okay, so now I know that works. Nice. So if you missed it, you know, because I gave out the wrong links, this week was week one of the blueprint. The goal of the show is to move from confusion to clarity. You are the authority figure handing them the map. So you are the authority figure and you're handing your audience a map of what you can help them with. So I have like a 4-part outline here and it's designed for you to know what to do to move on. The foundation, the hook, it's what I have written here. Okay, stop hosting digital parties that leave you exhausted and broke. Most experts are waking up in the morning after a successful live stream with zero new leads and zero revenue. You don't have to do that. You don't have a content problem. You have an architecture problem. So, if you don't know, I am Erica Bates. And today we're blueprinting your empire. By the end of this hour, you will have a 3-layer framework, the porch, the foyer, I like to say foyer, and vault that turns a stagnant broadcast into a 125,000 profit engine. Yes, that's what we want. So if you haven't grabbed your ebook, you should probably do that. And if you can't find it, we'll put it in the link to both broadcasts. We're going to talk a lot about page 7 in that broadcast or ebook, sorry. But it's mostly the whole thing. And let's get to work. You're building an infrastructure of your 2026. So the perceived problem is, I'm going to tell you what a stagnant broadcaster is. and hopefully you can say not it. You're going live, people are clapping, but the bank account isn't moving. Yeah, that sucks. A stagnant broadcaster is someone who is building a massive, beautiful porch. Mom would call that a gazebo. But they forgot to build the rest of the house. People are standing on the porch enjoying the view. What you do with a gazebo? clapping, but they can't come inside and they can't buy anything. So, yeah, so that's like me sending you links that didn't go anywhere because, yeah, my fault. I pushed the wrong button. Oh, well, we learn from our mistakes and we move on. Okay, the three symptoms of a stagnant broadcaster. The applause trap. They have great engagement, likes, and great job comments, but no one is booking discovery calls. The hamster wheel. They feel like they have to go live more often just to keep people interested because they don't have a system to capture them when the camera is off. So I'm not sure if you noticed, but I started this month with an ecosystem, and that ecosystem has a lead magnet attached to them. And that lead magnet also has landing page. And that landing page also has a YouTube playlist. That YouTube playlist, well, actually all of them, asked you to join my email list. Yeah. Okay. So the hamster wheel. They feel like they have to go live more often just to keep people interested because they don't have a system to capture them when the cameras turn off. Yeah, I think I've already read that. The leaky bucket. They might mention a link once at the very end, but 99% of their viewers leave the stream and forget. They exit like 5 minutes later. So some people will say that's it maybe about 3, 4, 5 times, and people will think that's actually it and then we'll drop off. So if you don't have your links, since this is my second time doing it, I don't think I did it the first time, I ain't have my, what is that thing called, ticker going across my screen saying, hey, get that ebook, but you know, do better next time. Okay, applause doesn't pay the mortgage. Architecture does. Use this when talking about the difference between likes and leads. So it's nice that people like your stuff. Do you have a way to contact them? It's nice that you have like 100,000 subscribers. Do you have a way to contact them? Subscribers to your YouTube channel? Can you reach out to them? Is there a way that, I think it shows you who likes it. Can you reach out to them? It's like, hey, join my email list just in case YouTube shuts my channel down tomorrow. Doesn't hurt to ask. Okay. When you define the stagnant broadcaster, ask the audience, does this feel like you? Yeah. So I am supposed to ask you. You are supposed to ask your audience. Are you tired of being the most liked person in the room, but the least booked? You say yes or no. The promise. You'll know exactly where your revenue is leaking and how to plug those holes. You want them to look at their business through the lens of your three-layer framework. That's my framework. You should have your own framework. Here exactly how you should. You should show them where the leaks are and how to plug them. So let's go over that list. The leak, the infinite porch, no foyer, the symptoms. You have 500 views, 50 comments, but 0 email subscribers. Where the revenue is leaking, your audience is owned by the algorithm, not by you. If your YouTube, LinkedIn disappears tomorrow, your business dies. Hopefully it doesn't. Hopefully you'll know to pick up and actually move to another platform. You know, all the stuff that's going on with TikTok, it shouldn't hurt you. You should actually just pick up and move to another platform. Doesn't hurt to start over, but it really helps if you have them on your email list. Yeah. Okay. where did I leave off? Where the revenue is leaking. Yeah, I said that. How to plug it. You must build a foyer. You need a high value lead magnet. And like I've been telling you, I have this lead magnet and it's a blueprint for your ecosystem, a revenue ecosystem. So again, I'll put that in the comments, the architecture lens. You're letting your future clients walk off your porch and get back into the street. Give them a reason to come inside. That should be your lead magnet. Okay, empty foyer, no vault. Symptoms. You have a big email list, but you only make a few $100 a month, if any, from low ticket sales or hopes and prayers. Yeah. I want to say God helps those that help themselves. So you got to do more than prayer and you got to do more than hope. You got to put some effort and some follow through in that. Okay. Where the revenue is leaking, you are nurturing people to death, but never asking for a sale. You have a room full of guests in your foyer, but the door to the vault is locked. So if you watch my other stream, I was telling you that people told me that my emails were so good, there was no need for them to join my group. Totally hurt my feelings. But you know, you learn, you move on, you follow through on what you need to do. Okay, so I don't need to take a transcript, make an email newsletter, and have all of everything in that email newsletter. I ain't got to do that. I know that I can take like a little bit of it, maybe like a paragraph of that transcript and move on. Okay. Where the revenue is leaking, you are, yeah, I already said that. Nurturing people to death. How to plug it. You must create high ticket offers. Yes. People will pay for your stuff because if people know and like you, they most likely trust you. And if they trust you, they most likely are going to want to buy from you. So create your high ticket offer. You need a clear path from the email sign up to a strategy session or an ecosystem audit. Got it. The architecture lens. A foyer without the vault is just a waiting room. Oh, let me tell you about my waiting room. So I had a big idea of that. I was going to have a Facebook group and it's going to be a waiting room to my community. And again, people in that group told me that the information that I was giving them in the group was good enough for them to move forward with what they were doing. It's like, dang, reciprocity doesn't always work how you think. Reciprocity doesn't mean that people gonna give you money. Reciprocity means that they might like your post. Yeah, and that ain't what we're looking for. Okay. The leak, the disconnect house, broken plumbing, the system. You have an ebook. Yes. You have a high ticket offer. Yes. But the tech is clunky that people get frustrated and leave. Yes. Like I said, I pushed the wrong button in one stream. I sent all these links out the beginning of February. I know day's third, but beginning of February, and it didn't work because I pushed the wrong button. So I sent people to the wrong thing, or I just went live somewhere else on those same channels. But yeah, it didn't work to how I thought it was going to work. But I know what to do now. There's a difference between left and right. Okay. On the other stream, I told you about how I didn't care for magic links. But maybe I need to go talk to support and find out how magic links really work. Because, yeah, they suck. When I'm trying to get people into my community and I give them a link and that link sends them to the platform. That platform sends them to a magic link. That magic link sends them to their email. And their email sends them back to the platform they were already on. And then it doesn't work. It sucks. How much effort are you going to put into that trying to make something go where it said it was going to take you? Yeah, you're not going to put that much effort into it. So I lost many possible members due to that magic link. But, you know, I'm going to fix that through and fix that. Okay. How to plug it. Next week's plumbing session. This is how you tease week two. This is talking to me. It's talking to you. You simplify the journey. One click. Yes. The architect's line friction. It's not really a line. It's more like a circle because, like I said, it's an ecosystem. Friction is a silent killer of revenue. If your plumbing is clogged, your money can't flow. Like I said, sending people the wrong link. Mm-mm. Sending people magic links that don't go where it said it was going to go. Mm-mm. Friction. Don't worry about it. Don't stress over it. Just fix it. Check it out after it's supposedly fixed, and hopefully it is. Yeah, and then have somebody you know, and we'll walk through it with you to make sure it's fixed. Okay. Near the end, we're going to tell everybody to grab their blueprint. So like I said, I'm going to put it in the comments because I need to follow through. And follow through is, yes, a big deal. Look at your porch. Do you have a clear way to move people to an email? This is a yes or no question. If you got to think about it, if you got to say maybe, if you say I don't know where I'm from, we take that as a no. That's a no. Okay. Look at your foyer as your lead magnet. Actually, is it actually valuable enough to pay for with an email? So if you don't know, I say go where your target audience is. Mine's LinkedIn. So I will suggest you go to the LinkedIn search bar. You type in your target audience title. You go to First Degree Connections and you see the list of people you already connected to and tell them, hey, I got this lead magnet. It's for SaaS founders in a Series B funding round. I want to know if you find this useful. Yes or no. If not, let me know what's up. That way you can fix it. Your follow through is gold. Okay. Look at your foyer. I think I just said that one. Let's see. Clear path. Move people from email. Let's see. Look at your vault. Do you have an offer? At least 2,500 or more. Is it ready to sell right now? That's a yes or no question. Anything other than a definite yes is a nice no. And all you got to do is follow through and move forward. Okay, so if you answer no to any of these, that is exactly where your money is leaking. My job this month is to help you build the yes. I want to get you through it because I want to get through it myself. So if you don't have a blueprint, if you don't have the blueprint ebook from me yet, type map in the comments or click the link in the description and we can work on this blueprint together. Okay, so this is the three-layer framework. And you know what? I'm going to take a little time here to show you that blueprint, that ebook. So I'm going to share my entire screen here. And I am going to, where is that? Right there. I think that's it. I'm totally guessing why. Yeah, this is the ebook. You know what? I want to do that because I don't like them with the screen. Okay. Okay. Gonna read through the ebook. Hopefully, you're gonna download it yourself. I just want to let you know that you can have a live stream. You can ask for names and email address for that live stream. And in that live stream, you're going to share your expertise. In that lead magnet, you're going to share your expertise. And hopefully, well, you're talking to your target audience. Hopefully, you know who your target audience is. Hopefully, you know where your target audience hangs out. Hopefully, you know your pain points of your target audience. And that ebook you made to ask for their name and email address is going to help them with at least one of their pain points. So, the porch attractor, that's the live stream. Okay, the fear, that's the lead magnet. And the email is the living room. And then the bank or the vault, the conversion is your high ticket offer. Yeah, I think that's all I really wanted to show you. And if you need help with that, you know, I'm here, I'm available. That's what I wanted to show you. So let me get off this, get back to what I was doing. Hopefully that made sense. Okay, I just wanted to show the house slide. I thought the blueprint of the house was a good idea to show you. Okay, so this is where we are right now. YouTube, LinkedIn, that's what I'm streaming to right now. The trap, most people stay on the porch. You can live on the porch. It's for meeting people, or you can't live on a porch because it's just for meeting people. Like I said, that's where we are right now. That's what this live stream is. This is me meeting you. You are meeting me. We're on the porch. Okay, the foyer. This is your ebook. You know, I'm going to share my ebook with you. No, I'm sorry. I'm going to share the landing page because why not? I'm not going to share my entire screen either. Because I don't like that. No other reason. Okay, so click the link. This is where it goes to. You download the ebook that I just showed you, and it's going to walk you through that whole ebook that which I am talking about tonight, and I'm going to talk about for the next 3 Tuesdays. But like I said, when you're live streaming, it's okay to ask for names and email address. And it doesn't make it an event. You can still make it a live stream because you can still talk to people via chat. Live streams on several different platforms. Okay. That was it. Oh, you know what? One more thing. Besides the landing page, I want to show you another landing page. Well, I had an opt-in. That was an opt-in page when I just showed you for the ebook. But for these 4 shows, or it's going to be 3 now, Tuesdays, 6 p.m. Eastern time. Let me do this one more time. This really should be a default setting. And if you're wondering where I built this, this is Book Like a Boss. I love Book Like a Boss. So Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern time, is hosted by me, Erica Bates. This is the Revenue Architect series, Building Your 2026 Ecosystem. So starts off with a video. And if you go through the rest of these, it just shows the title and the date and time, which is always going to be on a Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern time. So it tells you just a little bit about it, and then you can come and see the upcoming sessions, and you can see a little bit about each one. And they all say the date and times down here also. You get past the, what are they called? Testimonials? Yes. And you go to the frequently asked questions. Is this a how-to stream technical course? What if I can't make the live sessions at 6 p.m.? Then if you're on my email list, it will definitely come to you via email. So you can sign up here where it says reserve my series pass. It will send you the ebook, and it will send you, help you join my email list. Ah, okay. So, the vault conversions. This is your high ticket design package or strategy session. So hopefully you have your own package. Hopefully it's 2,000 or more. So this is where the 120,000 year is built. Every porch activity must lead here. So it's fine and good that we're talking to each other via live stream. It's fine and good that you share your email address with me, but it has to lead to something that pays. So think about that next time you're live streaming. So as you know, I am offering an audit of your ecosystem. And let me know if you want my help with that. Okay, so part three, the identity shift. The architect versus the influencer. Influencer chases likes. Architects build systems. Influencers have fans. Architects have clients. You know, if you got to pick one, which one you want? Clients, please. Okay. Interactive. Okay. So this is telling me to ask you which layer is broken in your business right now. Do you have a porch but no foyer, or a foyer with an empty vault? Yeah. Okay. So based on your comments, you can let me know and I can help you. And we set up a meeting or a discovery call to get help with that. So the building and, yeah, just the building. The what's next? Next week, I'm showing you the plumbing, the tech demo. So next week is a demo. I'm going to show you all the things that I've built here. So one more time, let me share with you real quick what all I put together just for this live stream. This monthly live stream. So each month we'll have a theme. Okay. So here we go. We're starting off with the lead magnet. The lead magnet is the 2026 revenue ecosystem blueprint. So when you give me your name and email address and click send me the blueprint, you will get, let's see, this. You will get this. And in here, if you sign up from this page, you will get, well, if you do the whole reserve my series pass, and yes, it's free because this is a live stream. Continue. You answer a few questions at events. And if you want to give your mobile number, you can get reminders about when we're going live. Just in case you forget, we're here every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. Eastern time. And you can see what's coming up. And this will also send you emails about what's coming up. Okay, so from there, this is also hooked up to, so this page will also send you to Talk Virtual. And Talk Virtual Live, oh, I'm sorry, I meant to click on playlist. Let me close that and hope we come back. Yes. Okay. So playlist. So I already have these set up here in YouTube. There's five videos, and that's this one here, Stop Hosting Parties, is an overall of all of these for the month of February. I meant to hit this here because it tells about the whole it tells about the whole month of the series. So, and that's just for this. Okay, and I'm going to stop that share. So, ecosystems help you build and connect. But, you know, you got to share the right links. Okay. conversation, moving to the vault. If you want me to look at your specific architecture to find the leaks in your porch or the empty space in your vault, I have 3 spots open for an ecosystem audit. That's this month, 3 spots open. So click the strategy session link in the comments. Yeah, I'm going to do that. And let's get your 2026 infrastructure built. So that's all I got. So I'm going to see y'all next Tuesday, unless you reach out to me for one of those 3 spots for the audit, and we can help you get started. Bye for now.